Thanks for downloading the Songwriters Hall of Fame podcast. The Song Hall offers a wide variety of programs, scholarships, and publications for aspiring songwriters. The music in this podcast represents a variety of genres and styles from unsigned writers who have all participated in recent Song Hall showcases. We'll be playing Save Me, written by Harold and Amelia of Amelia's Dream. Spinning, written by Greg Swan. Spinning away, I'm dizzy at the door. Spinning in my head, I'm lying on the floor. Twisted, written by Cassandra Kubinski.
Twisted, I am twisted by desire.
Lullaby for a Junkie, written by Andy Mullen.
So watch for moderation. So much for perfect hair. So much for matching socks to my underwear.
We'll also have an interview with Cassandra Kubinski. The Songwriters Hall of Fame is dedicated to recognizing and honoring the accomplishments of people who create the popular songs heard and enjoyed around the world. Learn more at songhall.org. But right now, let's get started. Harold and Amelia have been writing songs together and recording as Amelia's Dream for over 15 years. Recently, their songs have appeared in MTV and ABC Disney programming, as well as getting significant radio airplay. Their latest CD, Unravel Live, features this song, Save Me. Written by Harold and Amelia, this is Amelia's Dream. Save Me, by Amelia's Dream and written by Harold and Amelia. Greg Swan writes plenty of driving, hook-laden anthems and wistful ballads tinged with hope and regret. But it's the clever turns of phrase and Swan's penchant for dreaming out loud that make a lasting impression. Greg's released several recordings in the U.S. and Europe, and some of his songs have been used on NBC, ABC, and Lifetime Network television shows. This is called Spinning by Greg Swan.
Round and round, faces and names, old side down, and turns up again. Well, I wanna be happy. Well, I wanna fly right. You don't see I got no balance tonight. I'm spinning it away. I'm dizzy at the door. Spinning in my head and I'm lying on the floor. Spinning over every little thing that I've done. Spinning so much I can't run. Getting high, life feels strange, it's passing me by. Everything's different, but it's all the same. We're all guilty, and nobody's to blame.
Swan. New York City-based singer-songwriter Cassandra Kabinski is a graduate of the BMI Contemporary Professional Songwriters Workshop and was featured in the Songwriters Hall of Fame New Writers Showcase in June of 2005. She's currently performing regularly in clubs and coffee houses throughout the New York and New England area. The words sassy, smart, and sexy not only describe Cassandra herself, but her songs as well. We had a chance recently to chat. Hello, Cassandra.
Hi, how you doing?
Great, thanks for talking with us today. Tell me how you got started writing songs and how you got involved with the Songwriters Hall of Fame.
I started writing songs when I was in college at Florida State University. I had always been a pianist and a singer all the way up until I went to school, but when I got to school was when I really realized that I saw my future on the musical stage, and so started writing songs and put out an album of 10 songs that no one will ever hear. And
everyone's got one of those.
And when I graduated from college, then moved to New York. And actually, it was at BMI where a rep gave me a pamphlet for the Songwriters Hall of Fame. I was looking for opportunities, any opportunity to meet people and put my music in front of people. And I attended one of the Songwriters Hall of Fame open mics and subsequently joined. And I've been able to showcase last year, and I'm really thrilled now to have Twisted on the compilation.
You've been playing in and around New York City and the region. How would you describe your music and how it fits into the New York City music scene?
I like to tell stories in my music, and I like to take a somewhat more hopeful or optimistic view of love than I think a lot of people on the New York scene do. As far as a sound, I guess that the sound that I have right now is sort of a bluesy pop rock sound, somewhat in a cross between John Mayer and Fiona Apple, say, about. And as far as the New York music scene goes, I think it's a really helpful community, and everybody's very supportive, and I find that most of the young writers and artists really help each other out with gigs and information. But the way I see myself fitting into it is that I find there's a lot of a very mellow singer-songwriter music on the scene. And again, I tend to take a more up view of things.
Let me ask you this. Who would your dream collaborators be?
Dream collaborators. Okay, I'm going to break this down a little bit. Songwriters, definitely Billy Joel and John Mayer. Business people, I feel a really strong affinity for the people over at EMI who I've met, who I really like. Greg Latterman of Aware Records, would totally love to meet him and talk to him. And producers, John Alesia and Matt Serletic. Those are my dream collaborators.
You're obviously having great success today. What would you say have been your best achievements so far and maybe your biggest challenges yet to come?
I'd say that my biggest achievement as an artist is having gotten to where I am today in a relatively short amount of time, about 2 years in New York, and being able to balance working a job and still maintaining a social life and my family with this career where I put out Hiding Underneath by myself and did all of the marketing and promotion for it by myself. My biggest challenge as an artist, I think, is constantly looking towards what's next and deciding where I am today and not getting too stuck in any one thing and falling back on things that have been successful in the past, because I feel it's really important to always be integrating new things and getting creative and pushing the envelope. So I think that's something I enjoy, but it's also a big challenge.
Here's Cassandra Kabinski and her song, Twisted.
Tie me up, I wanted to. Bound by things I'm bound to do. Twisted, I am twisted up in you. Tangled up and taken higher.
Sandra Kubinski and Twisted. Andy Mullen is a New York City-based singer, composer, and multi-instrumentalist who writes compact, finely crafted songs that are at once urbane and folksy with an old-timey feeling, yet completely contemporary. Each has a generous serving of intelligence, a heaping portion of humor, and a splash of perversity. Here's a great example. This is the title track from Andy Mullen's CD, Lullaby for a Junkie.
So watch for waking up right on time. So watch for the wagon, so much wine. So watch for no more coffee and exotics, no lines. So much for so much for so much time. So much for changing bed sheets more than twice a year. So much for drinking whiskey before my beer. So much for New York City. So much for Carolina. So much for so much for so much time. So much for perfect hair. So much for matching socks to my underwear. So much for using NyQuil the way it was designed. Now so much for so much for so much time. So much for the old seven trains on the Queens Expressway line. Ah, so much for so much for so much time. So much for Mayor Bloomberg as he's porking Chancellor Klein. Ah, so much for so much for so much time. Thank you.
Lullaby for a Junkie from Andy Mullen. And that wraps up this edition of the Song Hall podcast. The songhall.org website provides more information on each artist you've heard, as well as links to their websites. If you've liked what you've heard, please let them know. In that way, as the Hall of Fame's chairman, Hal David, says, you encourage these songwriters and many others to continue to create the words and music that inspire, comfort, and offer joy to so many. These podcasts spotlight up-and-coming talent and will provide new music for your listening pleasure. Stay tuned for our next Song Hall podcast. Thanks for listening, and be sure to visit songhall.org. Copyright 2006 Songwriters Hall of Fame.